one point in the early 80s when I was traveling with Fred Bezark was his attorney, an attorney he had met. Fred was from Chicago. And when he did the toy deal, Fred was actually, it was called Marvin Aglass and Associates. They made one of anything. And Evil got tied up with this Fred Bezark. So Fred would be in the background. Evil never really, he did all his own negotiating. He did his own business, did his own promotions. I was telling Joe earlier today about a story when before we went to Australia. We went and we met with the Australians at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Evil would never meet in an office situation. He'd always meet where if something he didn't understand, he could make an excuse and get up and go around the corner and call Fred. Hey, Fred, what does this mean? So he was, you know, you couldn't trap him down. Like so if somebody tried to trap him down. But they did this contract. So he said, Jim, grab that contract. I got a copy of that. Go to the front desk and have him make a copy of it. And bring the copy, not the original. Leave the original at the front desk or in my room. And so he went there and they were going through this contract. And he said, no, not this, this, this. Yeah, not this. Finally, pretty soon he tore up the contract. And they had already fronted him $50,000 to talk to him when he was still in jail. And he had $500,000 they were going to pay him at this time to go to Australia. So he tore up the contract. So he said, so they're sitting there and he goes, well, you guys want to get serious about this now? So they said, okay. So Jimmy, go get the other contract. So I go get the other contract. They're going through it. So they go through this whole big contract and they get done. So he goes, okay, we went through yours, now we'll do mine. Mine's a lot simpler. One, two, three. Upfront, percentage, and guarantee. And let's get started working on number one right now. So, yeah, he did it all, you know, like I say, he didn't need a lawyer. He had Fred if he needed somebody in the back, but he did all his negotiating. One of the, in 79, when Robbie first started performing, so Evil had some tax problems. So he was doing some jumps out of the country, though. We performed in Australia then. So he had a jump lined up in Canada, in Edmonton. So we stopped in Great Falls. He had a real good friend there, Rob Slack, that had the motorcycle Harley dealership. So he said, Rob, have you been hearing anything about Robbie going to start his jumping career? You know, said any word around about anything? He's, you know, you get a lot of Canadians down here. And he said, no, haven't heard anything about it. So we heading up there, and we stopped. So we would, you know, had the big truck all painted up and everything. And we'd get off the main highway, and we'd go through all these little towns. So we get close to Edmonton, and we go into this bar restaurant, and we're in there, and they hadn't heard much about it. And the person there says, well, hey, you got to be careful with that big truck. That switchback road, you're going to have to get back on the interstate. You're never going to get through that where it crosses the big gorge there. That truck won't make it. You can't take that. He was, okay. So where do we go? Straight down into that road. We've got all the traffic blocked. Next thing, we've got all three major networks there, the local newspaper, the police. The next morning, the front page, Knievel in town, son to jump. You know, he didn't need a press guy or anything. He pulled it off on his own. You know, everybody else would have got back on, or anybody, you know, would have got back on the highway, to, not him. All right, Jimmy, back her out of here.